How to get healthy and fit while being busy as fuck. A lot of you wanted me to cover this today, so I'm gonna give you a few tips, and if you don't know me, welcome. I have overcome a lot, okay? Was not supposed to be successful, hypothyroid, PCOS, and actually undiagnosed for a lot of those, but when I looked at my blood work, now that I know what I know, I've totally been diagnosed with that. And adrenal fatigue, cystic acne, doctors couldn't tell me what was going on. They would just kind of like blow me off, tell me to do this or that. You know, y'all know what's up. And not until I got to the root issue and did some things like I'm gonna tell you, and that's in my Hot Moms Mastermind program, did things actually shift and change. And actually what we're doing is leading the way. You know, our program's different because we put everything in there. It's somatic. The somatic approach is trauma informed, which gets down to the root issue of the nervous system, because if you get on hormones, hormones alone is not going to fix the issue. That's why a lot of women go to functional medicine doctors, naturopaths, and they come to me and they're like, hey, something's still off, right? It's because they don't get to the root issue. They don't do the nervous system work. And who I specialize working with is very high performance women, career women, entrepreneurs, business owners, very driven women, also aware, women who are just aware, right? We teach emotional intelligence. We give you the right resource when it comes to hormones, testing, biohack. We biohack the fuck out of everything. So if you like to biohack and optimize your health, I'm for you. I'm 38 years old. My husband's 48. Got 2 kids, 3 pregnancies, 2 C-sections, 1 miscarriage in between there. I've been doing this for many, many years. And if you haven't seen any of my shit, I've got stuff on YouTube, on all over my social media. I mean, I think I've got 1,000 videos on YouTube. Our podcast is popping. So check it out. The problem with a lot of what women face is they're just busy and they're like, I eat when I'm out. I don't know how to do this or that. So I'm going to give you like some just basic shit of like how I live. I run a 7-figure online company. I've got a team of people. I've got 2 kids. We homeschool. And I'm going to share with you how to work out if you do have a young baby or maybe you're just busy. So the number one thing you need to do first, if you're really fucking busy, if you know exactly what needs to be done, you can focus on just those things that need to be done and you hit your goals. That'd be way easier, right? Than trying to like, maybe this will work or maybe I can put this off. Like if I gave you a plan and I said, if you will just do these things right here today, you're going to hit your goal and you're going to lose the 10 pounds. You're going to lose the 20 pounds, 50 pounds, whatever. You're going to get everything you want. Would you do it? Could you do it? Fuck yeah, you could. I know you could because you're like me. We get things done. We just show up. It doesn't matter. And that's honestly probably why you're here as well, because we do push it too much sometimes. That's where the adrenal fatigue comes in. That's where the thyroid issues come in. That's where all the shit comes in. So to optimize our time, you have to know which workouts to do, which foods to eat. What is the KPIs? And what it means is like if you run a company, there's things you need to do, key performance indicators, that if you do those things, your company is going to hit the targets and they're going to work, okay? There's the same thing happens in fitness. However, you'll notice that a lot of women, oh, well, I'm eating the food or I'm getting the 10,000 steps, but I'm still not losing. Right, it's because you're not doing the holistic work. I go over this also in time creation codes for those of you either in the Bad Bitch membership or Hot Moms Mastermind. In the time creation codes, go over that, and it's like the hierarchy of your time, and it's really fucking important that you watch that. So, and also understanding there is no balance. Every successful person I know, balance is fucking a joke. It's the what you make work, you make life work for you. It's, for example, you know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and I have a business offer as well. And everybody tries to like wait for the perfect time to do the thing. And I'm like, you are your business. It's when you're living life, it's mixed in there with it. Like when you're playing with your kids, sure, you don't need to mix stuff with it. It may happen, but you can kind of like live life and it all work out. Just like the healthy fit lifestyle. I can live life and just, I'm going to be fit no matter what. Now, am I going to look picture perfect snatched if I don't have, you know, if I'm not at home and I'm traveling and maybe not, but I'm still going to look really fucking good. I'm just going to look, people are going to think I'm on point, right? So I'm going to teach you and show you how I be. But what I'm saying is you could throw me out anywhere and I'm going to make it. I'm going to remain fit as healthy as possible. And I know how to take care of myself. So that you need to understand the KPIs really of getting healthy and fit while you're busy. Number one is you know which foods are best fit for your body. If you're eating foods that are causing inflammation, they're causing your body to run slow or the bloat or whatever, first you need to do the food and gut test. And also get the one that checks like 1,200 items, because this will test for like cannabis and everything. Because I had one lady that had a cannabis store, a CBD store, and she did it for years and realized that she couldn't have it. So get the food and gut test first, so you know exactly what to eat, not to eat. And this goes beyond like Everly Well or any, you know, all those other things. It's like $38. We use it and it just works so well. It's like a hair test you send off. Super, super brains. Super amazing. If you've got the Busy Mom offer, it's in the Bad Bitch membership. It's usually in everything we offer. And right now, if you apply and qualify for a weight loss consult, we're just going to give you the link. And that's kcshipp.com/apply. And if you qualify, we'll send it to you. And you'll know if you qualify because you'll go to the book a call calendar. If you don't qualify, it's going to say you don't qualify, but go here, XYZ. Okay, so you need the food and gut test first so you know like what to eat, when to eat, period. So if you are out at a restaurant, so if you are out, if you're traveling, at least you know, hey, here's, if I just need to avoid apples and mushrooms. All right, well, don't go eat a mushroom pasta. You know what I'm saying? So know that. Number two, and that's going to save you time, because if you do need to go by the drive-thru, look, I've got the drive-thru, what's it called? Fast food guide. So get the fast food guide, like learn how to do this. I've got videos on videos on videos of nutrition, of showing you like, here's how I eat when I eat out. All you got to do is learn. A lot of you are just stuck in, you're in your careers, you're in your day-to-day flow, and you're not educated on this, which you're not supposed to be. You're in your zone of genius. This is my zone of genius. So this is you learning a new skill. So if you don't learn a new skill, it's like you wanting to go and be some kind of specialist, you know, astronaut, but you're a fucking hairstylist and you're sitting there stressed out about not being an astronaut. It's like, bitch, you gotta go learn how to be an astronaut. Same thing with this. If you really wanna be fit and healthy and you're busy as fuck, you've gotta learn how to be that girl. You gotta learn how to do this, and that's what my program teaches you how to do that, because I am that. And the best way to attain something is go and be around people that has the thing. If you wanna be a millionaire, work around a millionaire. If you wanna be a fitness chick, go work around somebody that has like similar lifestyle as you. Like, don't go to a 20-year-old that has a cat, an apartment, and nothing on her plate, and you're like 48 and you've got 3 kids and you've got a thriving career, and it's not going to work out. So they may get you this far, but you know, make sure it's kind of somewhat relatable so that it's all encompassing. So now that you know it's a skill set that you need to learn, it's going to help you. Like, hey, don't beat yourself up. I mean, how would you know this? It's just like my marketing stuff that I'm teaching. They beat themselves up because they don't know how to do an offer. I'm like, you're not supposed to know this. You're a fucking doctor. Like, you're not supposed to know how to do this. This is what you pay me for, so you can learn. So, does that make sense? Yes. Food and gut test is number one. So get that shit. Number two is the same way you know exactly what foods to eat now. Now you need to get your hormones checked. I teach this all the time. So I biohack the fuck out of everything, because biohacking and knowing where you're at and knowing all this stuff about yourself, just like, it's like human design. If you know your human design, or let's say it's like your brain, right? Brain, left brain. If you know who you are and how you like operate, you're going to be able to work with yourself better. I mean, it's almost like, do you work better with your husband, or would you work better with my husband? Probably yours, because you don't know mine. You don't know mine. So getting to know yourself and your body type and your metabolic type and everything, you can work with it with yourself better. So I use blood testing, not as a like, hey, I'm a hormone whore and I'm on all these hormones. No, I test hormones and beyond what regular doctors test. We have all the panels, labs that you need if you want to use our key so you know what to get checked. The key is like knowing how to balance them. So you can go and do all this yourself if you want, but it's going to be a pain in the ass trying to figure out like how to do what to do when there's just some easy things that I've learned over the past, you know, 15 years. It's going to save you time and money. That's all. So I do blood work to learn a bit more about myself. You know, I told a lady yesterday, she was like, well, I don't need that. I'm like, yeah, you do, because we need a baseline. And you need to be able to say, hey, I feel this way today. Okay, this means my DHT is off. Oh, my knees are hurting. This means this hormone's off. Oh, this is happening. This means this is lower. This is too high. You need to know those things. You need to know this about yourself, right? Just like if you can tell that you're starting to get run down, you can go and get some extra vitamin C or give yourself some rest so that you don't get as sick. It's big time, is learning more about yourself. So knowledge is power. So I equip these women with knowledge and say, hey, here's the resources. Let's go get your blood work done. Here's all the panels. And I teach you like, hey, if your thyroid's off, here's some emotional things also about your mommy wounds and your sister wounds, and you feel like you got to do everything for everybody, and responsibility and codependency. All this shit needs to be addressed. Setting boundaries, self-care, like learning and clearing the guilt, clearing the resentment. Like, you can't not do this shit, or you'll just end up being one of these busy women who hates their life. They're stressed out. They're addicted to wine and bitching about the news, and they're living in fear. They're not living their dreams. They kind of look frumpy. They're just not living their best life, right? They're watching people live it and thinking that they got the shit under the stick, and you're not like that. You're powerful, right? Get your hormones done. Get those checked. Learn, like, when stuff's off, how you feel. Start tweaking it. Get them checked every 6 months, every year. I get them checked every 6 months. I have a total hysterectomy, so... And I've been through a lot of life change in the past 3 years. So if I lived the like normal life, same house forever, didn't change a lot, and I'm kind of like, you know, in my 30s, you don't need to check it that often. But if you're having babies, if you're moving, if you're changing careers, if you're starting new workout routines, if you're dating, you need to get your hormones checked more often to understand where you're at and understand about your body. So number one, food test. Number two is the hormone testing, right? I even do genetic testing to see like, all right, the vitamins I'm taking, if I've got genetic breaks, right? I don't need to even take that vitamin, I need to take this one. I just biohack the fuck out of myself. So I the more you know, the better you're gonna be. And this is why a lot of wealthy people are happier and healthier, because they have access to these things. And it's just something, you know, I put myself in the room with these other wealthy people and people with way more money than I have, and they all do this shit. They all do this shit. Just like I just started going and doing oxygen chamber, IV and therapies and all this stuff. It's because it's just what you do. So that's why I also want you girls to have a lot of money. I want to teach you how to get your fucking bag up so you can go and do these things. Go buy the housekeeper. Go pay for this stuff so you can biohack the shit out of everything. Where, A, you're not gonna feel like you can't do it because of time. You're going to create time. Time's going to work for you, because not having enough time is a trauma response. And my thing for that is, what if you knew you had enough time, then what? Well, you'd probably take better care of yourself. If you'll start taking better care of yourself now, you'll have more time. It's fucking weird, I know. But that's how the cookie fucking crumbles. So you got your testing, right? And then lastly, based on your test, based on your food test and your hormones, now you're going to know how to work out. If you have my Hot Body app, go to the App Store, download that shit, the Hot Body app. And we're adding also, like, we probably got another 150 workouts to upload. But after you get your hormones back, you'll know if it's low, high, average, pretty good, whatever. I've got all kind of workouts in there. And based on your schedule, you may only be able to work out 10 minutes a day. You may only be able to do 20 minutes 3 days a week, whatever. There's workouts in there that you can pick 3 days, 2 days, full body, not even pick a fucking workout. Just do the workout generator. Yoga, like, it just depends on low hormone. I've got low hormone workouts. I've got workouts after surgery. I've got like everything you can think of, customized workouts based on where you're at. And if you need to know more about that, I would say the course you need to go through is reverse dieting. That's going to teach you how to like pair the workouts and how to really adjust things. This is going to make it work out for you. But anyway, after you test everything, now you're going to be able to look and say, all right, now that I know what my hormones are, I can do this workout. And now that I know what to eat, I can do this. So if I'm on the go all the time, I just need to make sure I'm getting at least 2,000 calories in. And for those of you that are laughing, thinking you're going to gain weight, well, let's start you lower. Let's build your fucking metabolism up so you can eat a lot and have a healthy metabolism. So you can work out and be healthy and do the things. So let's say, though, after you've got all this testing, you could literally be thrown out in the wild. And even if you went to a fast food place, you would know what to order. You could order anywhere you went and eat things that are in alignment with your body, and now your hormones are the way they are, and now you're on a workout regimen. It's not overdoing it and it's not underdoing it. It's literally like helping you get stronger and get results. So I guess what I'm saying here is, how to get healthy and fit while being busy as fuck. It's all about biohacking. It's about knowing yourself, knowing everything about yourself, so you know that the things that you do, it takes you a lot farther, right? And then also, if you know more about emotional intelligence, if you know something's coming up or stressed out, you'll know how to like discharge it from your body. I've got special prompts and ways that I teach emotional intelligence that helps you to relieve stress, prevent stress, overcome stress in a way that really increases your resiliency rate. And learning what to say yes to. But it gets a lot fucking easier if you test. So get everything tested and checked, and then learn how to, based on those tests, what to do. It's just like, hey, if you're this type of person, you need to do a job this way. What happens if you do a job that's not in alignment with you? You'll be miserable. Literally, you'll be fucking miserable and you'll hate your life. So if you pick a job that's more in alignment with who you are as a person, you're going to be happier, you're going to make more money, life's going to feel more fulfilling, right? It's the same with your body. So you test all these things, find out all these things, and then based on that, you'll have a remedy or a prescription to, here's how you need to get fit. Okay, you've only got 10 minutes, then do this. And oh, your hormones are this way, then do this. That's literally how we do it in Hot Moms. So while we have a protocol, it's still very customized based on that woman and what she's going through, because you live a different life than I live, right? Like this one right now, she's in Bali, and we're like, here's how to do it in Bali. Here's how to do it when you do good. You know, so you just gotta learn. It's a skill set. If you want the food and gut test, if you want the hormone testing, y'all, everybody can go get the Hot Body app. That's just in the App Store. It should be in Google and iOS, the Hot Body app, and it also comes up under Hot Moms. If you want the food and gut test, the hormone testing, we even found a new lab, thanks to one of my new clients, that you can go pay cash and almost pay less than if you had shitty insurance. Like, all the resources, man, it's here. Bad Bitch membership is more of a beginner course, and Hot Moms is more for those who are like, they want it all, they want it fast, and they want to get better, faster results, and it's got more coaching. Get in one of those courses so you can educate yourself. Education is key, knowledge is key, and what you do for that is you listen while you drive or do laundry. Do you know when I get all my stuff in? Like, I'm in masterminds every year. I've joined $100,000 masterminds, $18,000 masterminds, $70,000 masterminds. I'm busy as fuck. And what I do when I wake up in the morning, when I'm doing my stretches, making my food, doing anything around the house, I will just pop my headphones in. When I'm driving in the car, when I'm working out, I will listen to the masterminds that I purchase, right? So if you're not doing that, then maybe you're not paying enough. Maybe you girls are just fucking on that freebie fucking train thinking you're going to get something for nothing, or spending a little $100 here, $100 there. You're not going to get as much. You need to fucking pay. Those who pay a fucking attention. Time-wise, stop watching fucking TV. Stop talking to your sister. Stop listening to free shit. Buy the stuff that's going to teach you how to optimize your life. And when you're doing the things like taking a shit, you can listen to these things. There's the work right there. You just listen. You're going to learn. As you're learning more about yourself, now life gets to be a lot fucking easier, right? So, kcship.com/register if you want to see the training. If you qualify, it will send you to book a call. When you do that, we will send it, all right? If you don't qualify, it will just send you to a different option that says, sorry, you did not qualify, but here's the thing, and then you can buy the food test. Got it? This your year, man. It's right here. It's right there. You can do this. If I can do this, you can do this, and everything is figure outable. Everything has a solution. And once you realize that and you learn how to just say no to self-doubt and understand that you're going to have to get uncomfortable, you're going to have to get comfy with being uncomfortable, or you will forever be disappointed and live a life where you're going to look back and wish you would have done something, right? You can do this. It's here for anybody that's willing to learn, and it's here for you. All right, talk to you soon. See ya.